وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the All Compassionate, the All Merciful, and may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household. Assalamu alaikum, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi. I'm sure you remember we talked previously about different characteristics of perfect human beings. We followed the last verses of chapter Furqan, mentioning the characteristics of Ibadur Rahman, the perfect human beings. We came across this issue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quoted from them, that they ask their Lord to grant them righteous children and descendants, along with making them the leaders of God-wary people. We talked about the tendency of imitation and following the others. The other aspect of this tendency is a leader. So if we admire, if we say that this is a good way to follow the others, so we definitely must describe the qualifications of a good leader, of a good example, because this is something that even in our modern world is one of the very common and ongoing issues during our daily life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks in the Holy Book about different types of leaders or imams, as it is a very famous term. The word imam in the Holy Book has been used in both negative and positive forms. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Anbiya verse 73 says, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. We made them imams guiding by our command. So this is about the leaders who take their followers to the heaven. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. We made the imams guiding by our command. But on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Qasas verse 41 also mentions that وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ. The other group of leaders are the ones we made them leaders who invite to the fire. So even today in our modern worlds, there are two calls. A group of leaders, they call to the heaven, and a group of them are calling people to the fire. Basically, there are two calls because the one is the divine call and the other is the evil's call. So this differentiation, it began from the very beginning of the history of human beings and it continues till the day of judgment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the same differentiation, the same division. And this, we understand the importance of this division when we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the day of judgment as the day in which everyone is recognized by the path that he followed, by the leader he followed. In chapter Isra, verse 71, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ نَدْعُوا كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ. The day of judgment is the day we shall summon every group of people with their imam, with the leader. So think a little bit upon that. We will be back after a short break.
اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد يا مسلمين صلوا عليه صل على محمد صح محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi. We followed the issue of leadership in the Holy Book. We came across this verse of chapter Isra, verse 71, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Day of Judgment as the day in which everyone is summoned, everyone is called with his Imam, with his leader. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Hud, verse 98, when describing Pharaoh, after he mentions that Pharaoh was drowned, he says that يَقْدُمُ قَوْمَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَأَوْرَدَهُمُ النَّارِ. Just imagine the image that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing, that the people who are supposed to go to the hellfire, they do not enter the fire directly. Rather, they are being taken by their leaders, who is Pharaoh, to the hellfire. So everything is specified. Every destination is specified by the acts of leaders, by the acts of the ones who teach something to us. Even Pharaoh, when he wants to enter the hellfire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the day of resurrection, he will lead his people and conduct them into the fire. يَقْدُمُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَقْدُمُ قَوْمَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَأُورَدَهُمُ النَّارِ. So this all shows the significance of the issue of choosing an example, of choosing a leader. The issue of choosing the call that we are going to follow, whether the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the call of the devil. Based on that, let's review some of verses of the Holy Book about what kinds of characteristics this leader should have. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the story of Prophet Ibrahim in chapter Baqarah, says that Prophet Ibrahim, he, after several tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had for him, he accepted, he granted him the position of imam, leadership. قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. When his Lord tested Ibrahim with certain words and he fulfilled them, he said, I am making you the imam of mankind. And then as soon as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that, Prophet Ibrahim asked about his descendants. And from among my descendants, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي, it means that is anyone of my descendant going to be one of those imams, catch the same position? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. My pledge does not extend to the unjust. So one of the qualifications that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about leaders is justice. And that is very important. Inshallah, we will follow this issue and talk about that a little bit more in the next episode. Thank you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. Oh God, please don't deprive me of blissful life.